once they're playing whatever. Then what is whatever?
Okay. Once our grade day camp, yeah. Well, this Monday, yeah. The start of the grade day.
The continuation from the other side, yeah.
Well, we were playing, my group was playing field hockey.
Yeah.
And there was this kid, Damien, that was on the yellow team mm-hmm. and had a wooden stick.
Mm-hmm.
The only wooden stick.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a red plastic one.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, well, he had the ball and was going to shoot it into the goal. And then he swung, hit the ball and came back, hit me right in the neck.
Oh, that was where you got your bruise, yeah.
Yeah, and it made a black
permanent mark.
Yeah, it made a black mark.
You'll have that for the rest of your life, right?
Maybe.
Nah, give me a break.
Maybe.
Let's see if you can have it right now. I can't see it. Where is it? Come here. Come off closer.
I can feel it, though.
Where?
There's a little puncture in my skin.
Okay, well, maybe.
But it's okay.
Okay, now let Mark do it. Out of flattery, he said, Dad, I said, pick up your crayons. He said, yeah, okay, just a minute. Dad, I think you're a great drawer, right? And I said, yeah, well, Mom's better. He said, yeah, but I think you're a great drawer, right, Dad? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, I want you to draw, color the bands that I want on my, what?
That I want on my hand.
That I want on my hand. So this was how he flattered me. Mom, could you help him? I have to help Ross, okay?
Came to me in the kitchen and said, grinning at me, I was standing by the cookie jar, and he said, you're hungry too. I said, I don't know. And he said, what I mean is, you have to go to the table and eat some more, don't you? And what he was trying to get at was to get me out of the kitchen so that he could get to the cookies, which he is now getting to and grinning at me. Yeah, I touched it, he said. I put it in my mouth. You what? No, Mark.
I asked you, Mark, if you wanted to have some more, and Russ, if they wanted to have some more friends toast.
Mark said, mm-mm.
Means, mm-mm, I don't want to, or mm-mm. I mean, we didn't know whether it meant mm-mm, he wanted to, or mm-mm, he didn't. And Ross said, do you mind having more friends toast? Now, why did you ask that, Ross?
To get him to say the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know that.
I tricked him, right?
So he said, mm-mm. And I said, okay, you can't mind. So then he said, mm-hmm.
Mm-mm, I don't mind, which means yes, I do want it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which one?
Mark said, which one? He said, all right. He said,
well,
two colors.
But you can
he said, they
pink.
Don't have two colors. They have one color in each.
One pink.
Okay.
He's got a taffy candy for Mary.
Why? I'm going to go try and take...
Mark bought down a two-colored taffy. See? There were some that had two colors, Mark.
What?
There were some that had two colors. Mommy was right.
Yeah, but Mommy said I wanted a white one with red in it. And he said they didn't have any white with red, but they had red with white.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, and this is the one that's red with white.
Can I have a kiss with my meal?
What?
Can I have a kiss with my meal?
On your meal. On your meal.
Not my meal. You mean my meal? My leg? Where's my meal? Show me where my meal is. That's my knee, not my meal.
He meant your nail.
Can you meal? Mark?
From the nail.
No.
But no, he said his meal. Do you know what a meal is?
What?
That's my meal.
That's your dinner.
Oh, kiss.
Could he have a kiss to go with his meal?
Not on my meal, with my meal.
Oh.
Like, can I have some soap with my bath?
All right.
Or music, can I?
All right, down.
No, that was music, that wasn't soap.
I think you said music.
Oh yeah, music. Mm-hmm. Okay, can
they
I have?
Good, aren't
they? Can I have some break dance?
I'm going to try to do one, but two in them.
Okay.
I did
terrific backstage.
You won't get your back hurt, will you? Let's see. yeah, that's neat. What are you going to do for the talent show? What did you do for the talent show?
Told a joke.
You did. What did you tell?
How do you make a car go faster?
Put in more gas?
Take away the T and it'll be a car.
Oh, a cart go faster. Oh, I thought you said a car. Oh. That's a pretty neat one. I've got one for you. Do you know railroad crossing? Watch out for the cars. Can you spell that without any R's?
Grandpa told me that one, but I don't remember it.
Okay, railroad crossing. Watch out for the cars. Can you spell that without any R's?
No.
What are you spelling? What are you going to spell?
What is it we want you to spell?
Railroad crossing, watch out for the cars.
Can you
spell
that?
Can you spell that without any R's?
Can you spell that without any R's? I can spell it without any R's.
What?
THAT.
I know it!
Caught ya. Next time you have a talent show, you can tell that one. That's the oldest one in the book, Russ. Yep. You know where they have those books about how you can be a wonderful dad?
Oh yeah, they have those.
They tell you to do those jokes.
Paper. What's that paper with it off?
Oh, let's check it out. Let me see.
He said ARG.
ARG.
Paper.
Oh, the paper's already off.
Which is real. Real plus from previous expressions of that kind of situation, which would have been I say ARG paper.
Yeah.
And it wasn't on the real TV.
What was it?
I dreamed it.
Oh, what was it on the real TV, honey?
I don't know what was on the real TV because I was dreaming.
Oh, you weren't watching TV?
No.
You were watching TV.
My favorite numbers.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, then I must be one of your favorite dads.
And he's one of my favorite kitties.
How old is he? Does he have a birthday today?
Hey, Dad, can I use to we can have Dad's birthday and welcome home kitty party?
Yeah. Welcome home kitty.
Because on the same day, Kitty
Show.
You can call it Kitty.
Every year.
No, every year when it's Dad's birthday, it's Grandpa's birthday, and you can call it Kitty Day. Because breakfast for him, you need to give him milk.
Mm-hmm. Well, for breakfast for Daddy, we're going to give him Ruffets.
Well, this guy's gonna get milk at the table. The kitty's gonna get the big chair today. the big chair.
The kitty gets the big chair. How come I don't?
Because he's the little guy. No. No, but Dad has.
I think kitty day should be another day.
No, Dad can share it with the cat. Yeah. No.
It's his birthday, he doesn't have to share.
Get the stools for the cat.
Okay, I'll share. I like the cat anyway, so I don't want to share. Mm.
Big cat.
What should we call our cat?
Buster. That's sort of a cool name, but...
What do you think we should call him, Mark?
I want to call him Nice.
Nice? Okay. Mom, what do you want to call our cat?
I'm out of this.
No, I'll call him Lover.
Lover?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mark, that's so embarrassing. Here,
Buster.
You know what I'm gonna, you know what I call him?
What?
Gray.
Here, hacker, doesn't I'll call him Lover.
What about Sparkler? Whatever happened to Sparkler? No one calls him Sparkler.
Sparkler. How about Tuffy? Here, Tuffy.
Here, Gray.
Here, Tuffy.
Here, Gray.
Tuffy's easy.
No. Say, here, Gray.
Here,
Greg, no. How about touch the mom.
What was the name you wanted to call him besides Lover?
No.
That's pretty good. You go here,
hacker.
Oh, you're bumping up. Everybody's
bumping. That's the one that you said.
August 22nd, 1985.
What?
How many spoons of sugar did you put in there?
Three.
That's enough. Stop now. Stop. Raisins, bro? Raisins in your raisin bran? No?
Thank you.
Good coffee. That's sort of a chocolate coffee. This is the evening of the 22nd. We just went out for a birthday party for Dad. We're all going to bed now, right? Austin, Mark, and Dad. Okay, where do I sleep? I guess over on this side, huh?
No.
I'll sleep over here. Where's it? In the middle?
Yeah.
Sit in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay. Mark?
Yeah.
Is there room for me here?
Yeah.
Under the cover. Now, what's the what are you talking about?
Can I want to do a story.
Okay.
Oh, you hate the walkers.
The walkers?
Yeah. Where the baby keeps on saying bonkers, bonkers, bonkers.
Do you know that story, Ross?
You don't like it, uh-huh.
Wait a second, Mom. Let me see if Ross
knows. He buys some bonkers one day and said, don't say bonkers. And he keeps on saying that.
He does? The little baby does that?
That's dumb.
What do the parents say?
You hate it.
Wait, I don't hate it. I like that little story. Let's hear it.
All right.
I like your better little bonkers book. Is it a boy or a girl who says it?
Too much
bonkers. Is it a boy or a girl?
What?
I thought it was a little girl. Let's change the story, okay? Could you make it a little girl? Okay, it's a boy. Now, what does it do? Does it cry and scream a lot?
No, but I'll... the same one. Bonkers one.
Yeah.
All right, if you want it. One day, a little baby buys some bonkers and said, don't say bonkers. And then bonkers landed on. And then...
Is it bite or bought?
And then it goes, it was night time. He went to sleep, and then the next day, he bites muggers and it's so boring.
It is?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sure you hate that one.
Okay.
It's real dumb.
Okay.
Can anybody else do a story?
No, I think it's too late. We're all going to bed now.
Maybe,
You want to tell us a story about what Pee-wee did when he was at the ranch, what, the rodeo? How about the Alamo? What happened at the Alamo?
No.
You don't want to tell us about the Alamo?
No.
Okay. No, very good.
Well, I'll think of a story. Oh, yeah. One day, the Ewok wasn't that lit. One day, there was four poor people. One was large.
Mm-hmm.
One was medium.
Mm-hmm.
One was kid.
Mm-hmm.
One was little. One was little turtle. One was little turtle.
How many?
One was short.
Mm-hmm.
And one was teeny.
How many is that one?
I don't know.
You said four, but you gave more than four.
How much?
You gave us eight.
Oh, so there was eight people. And
what were their sizes, honey?
I told you.
Okay.
And they were very, very poor.
Mm-hmm.
And one day...
Like our family?
A guy went out and gave them some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was big enough for little, for teeny.
Mm-hmm.
And Teeny went out and weared all the clothes and invited all his friends.
How do you say weird?
Weared all.
No, how do you say weird?
Weird.
No, wore.
Wore all his clothes,
mm-hmm.
all the rock star clothes,
mm-hmm.
and got the rock star guitar and invited all his friends. And did some rock music,
mm-hmm.
and all his friends threw money at them.
How do you say throwed?
Threw
uh-huh.
money at them.
Uh-huh.
And he went home, and everybody said yay, because Teeny got some money
uh-huh.
for them. And one day they bide. But they were
How do you
so
say bide, Mike?
Wait.
How do you say bide?
Wait, I'm on to another part.
Yeah, you're
so,
saying bide.
Wait! They're so... Wait! They're... Wait,
Mom.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember the story now.
Oh, no. Oh, Mark, wait a second. Hold on. One day, they were going to buy other clothes, you said. For Teeny and Peeny. Yeah, you said for Teeny and Peeny, they were going to go buy other clothes because they gave them poor people's clothes, right?
No.
For the teeny.
Oh, well, I remember now.
Okay.
They weren't medium money. Mm-hmm. They weren't poor. They were rich.
Right.
One day they bought a big machine that they can do anything they want with it. Like they press the thing and comes out candy.
Mm-hmm.
And anything they can do with, and all, even Tiny can do stuff with it, because there's lots of machines. Every of those little people's little Ewoks' size.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, Lodge said, "You know what? I'm going to press this button and come out, and we'll come and stop for a minute. I'll let a pet come out."
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted a kitten to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out, and it was about this small.
Mm-hmm.
It was this small. That look. This small.
Mm-hmm.
And here to here to here.
Mm-hmm.
No, here to here.
Mm-hmm.
That's how fat he was.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
And he was this guy.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting.
And he said, "Now we have anything we want. You don't have to go to the stores anymore." Because
mm-hmm.
they had lots of money, and they had machines, and they buy machines that they can do anything they want with. Like, you know. And Tall brang out all the money.
How do you say brang?
Brought out all the money that they had that was a big sack.
Mm-hmm.
A big fool.
Mm-hmm.
And set it down and said, "I wish that," set it down to his size machine.
Mm-hmm.
And said, "This money would be magical."
Mm-hmm.
And it was magical. So, then they didn't have to do anything. So, they built so they didn't have to go anywhere ever again, except when they wanted to go to people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
And when they played at the house, and when they visited them. But they did anything they want, but they never, ever, ever again had to go shopping, even though they were poor.
I see.
They were never poor again, either. And they lived happily ever after.
Okay, good night, honey.
He said, Daddy, today it doesn't care if I watch TV today. And I said, you mean it doesn't care or it doesn't matter? And he said, it doesn't care, but I'm still going to watch it and try my way to watch it. Marky, what do you mean? I mean, oh, never mind what I mean. Come on, Mark, you got to tell me, what do you mean about TV? Who doesn't care? Who doesn't care? When I doesn't care to get my way to watch TV today, but it doesn't matter because I'm still going to watch it. Anyway, he's going to get his way, that's clear. He's going to get to watch it. And I don't know why no one cares, but somebody, I guess he thinks that somebody wants him not to watch it or something.